Welcome to Simply Honest Motherhood. We are so glad that you are here and joining us. My name is Christy, and this is my beautiful friend, Ashley.
Hello.
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 The light turned on. Yes, if you have are just joining us, we record in the parking lots, in the minivan.
Yeah, on the blacktop.
Yep.
Because
we're moms.
It's the only place. Ain't nobody going to record at your house.
No.
No, and that's not happening in my house.
No. Nope.
There's no quiet space.
No.
So this is the quiet space.
This is the, and it's fabulous.
This is the quiet space.
It is nice.
We like it.
It's great.
We like it.
It works.
That's the thing.
This is why we're doing
it
like
free.
This. Because it works.
It's free.
Yeah.
So, yay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to pray for us?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. In the name of Jesus, I release an anointing and an opening of ears to hear and hearts to listen and truly know the love that you have for each one of us and the care that you have towards each one of us in the minuscule and in the grandiose. God, you are right there. Jesus, you care about us. Holy Spirit, please speak through us. This is your podcast. This is your show. Speak through us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, man. I know that a lot of people are sad about it, but like we're coming up into my favorite time of the year.
Fall.
Autumn. And like cool weather.
It's so nice.
And oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yes.
I'm so excited. So even if you're one of those people that's like grieving a little bit, it was like, oh no, summer, don't leave, you know?
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that's like, oh, okay. Thank God summer has decided to leave now.
You can go now.
Thank
You've
God.
Overstayed your welcome.
I know. I'm so ready.
I'm ready for some cooler temperatures.
Oh, and like I'm ready for the bugs to not be alive anymore.
To go,
Yeah, for real.
Thou shalt go to sleep until next year. Thanks.
Or never wake up again. That's fine.
That, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If the flies never want to wake up, that's fine.
That would be
fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine with me.
Yeah.
And mosquitoes and grasshoppers.
And aggressive yellow jackets because it's fall and they want food and shelter. And they're like, anybody.
Oh, no. Okay. So I worked at a pest control company.
Mm.
So, yes, they are the yellow jackets and wasps are the most aggressive.
Yeah.
In the fall because all of them die.
Yeah.
Except for the queen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're aggressive. Stay away from, they will attack you for no reason. And you have to stay away from them. But I'm just like, once that first freeze comes though, and you're like, yes, the bugs are dead. Allergies are done. Thank
I think
God.
That's tonight.
I hope so.
There's freeze warnings out. So
I'm like, thank God.
Let it be so.
Let it be,
Lord Jesus.
I'm like, let it be. But with that, I have like a fall winter weather tip.
Oh, yes. Tell us.
You, depending on your state, and I apologize, this is fairly vague. I don't have like websites and things like that, can potentially apply. You have to apply, I believe.
Probably.
For assistance when it comes to heating your home.
Yeah.
So like whether you get a propane tank filled or whether you pay for electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, on, you know, you like at your house where you live in the city, you're not paying specifically for your heating. You're paying your electric bill.
Right.
Which encompasses
right.
all the electricity in your house.
Yeah.
And the whole point though is that there are areas of the country in states, certain states and stuff, you can literally, I would like Google the name of your state.
Yeah.
And like maybe heating assistance.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I found there are several programs. There's a lot like in the nation about helping to pay so that you have heat in your home.
That's important.
That's incredibly important. So like, I don't know how they do that. If they pay directly to the electric company or if they pay directly to like your gas company
however
the situation.
Yeah.
But, I think the whole goal is especially families with children to ensure that there's enough money for heat in a home. Which is huge.
Yeah.
And you know what? Don't be afraid or ashamed if you have to do something like that. I feel like sometimes when we feel like we have to reach out for assistance.
Yeah.
You kind of feel like guilty.
And like you failed in some way.
Right. 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 And that's not the truth.
If and you we need can say across help, the board, especially right now.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
There are circumstances currently outside of many people's control where uh-huh. this is just how it is right now.
Right.
And so
right.
this is great.
Right. No. So
great
like,
help.
Take it.
Yeah.
You know, if there's help that you can take, take it. So yeah. I would start Googling. Just go on a Google search. You know what yeah. I mean? Google whatever you can, the name of your state and stuff like that, and see what you can come up with. But it is a thing.
Yeah. No, that's great.
So that's kind of great.
Yeah.
We talk about budget stuff a lot. And it's not because we're obsessed with it, but the statistics are insane. If you really see the statistics about yeah. like, I saw just the other day, 1 in 5 children in America
mm-hmm.
are food insecure.
What?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't necessarily know what that means.
Yeah. Food. Yeah.
But they said 1 in 5 are food insecure, and how many million, I think like 39 million Americans are technically in poverty,
mm.
like technically in
mm-hmm.
like what would be called poverty.
Right.
And then literally like 4 out of 5 Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, that's definitely
so
yeah.
I mean, like, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And people don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also you also kind of feel ostracized and like mm-hmm. you're the only one and stuff like that. So if you ever need tips with that, we have a lot of that kind of podcasts. We have several of them.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Devoted to just like
yeah. So go back, look through our library, and there's one about frugality.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
mm-hmm.
need to be scary. There's another one called The Squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
That's got stuff in it.
Yep. We even did, like, our Christmas episode from a couple of years ago,
yeah.
we talked a lot about, like,
how to do Christmas on a budget.
Yeah. So.
And still have the magic with...
Without the expense.
Without the expense.
Without the high price tag. So.
Yes. Yes.
So, oh,
go
yes.
back. Go back and listen to that.
Yes. But, so today, if you were with us last time when we had our body image... podcast, we kind of said at the very end
yes
how we were going to
kind of a preview
yes we were going to talk about this today. So our whole episode is going to be around
this topic.
This question.
Yes.
We got a question from a listener, which you may email us with questions at any point in time.
Yeah, and we'll have the information for that
yep.
at the end of
at
the podcast.
The end. But we had a question from a viewer.
A viewer. You view us with your ears.
Yeah. A listener.
From
yes.
a listener.
Yes.
yes.
And this is, I'm just going to read her question. She said, I'd love for you to talk about how to align the expectations of what we think motherhood should look like versus reality and how to process that in light of God's word. I struggle with that because when my expectations aren't met, I react in anger. Having an unfair expectation is so hard because a child will never live up to it.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you even step back to realize your expectation is unfair? And we feel like, first of all,
yeah.
we all know this, right?
Oh, yes.
We all.
Yes.
Every mom.
Yes.
Has been there, right?
Yes.
Like.
Or is currently there in some capacity.
Right.
In some area.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And then it also, honestly, changes as they grow up, too.
It does. Well, I think...
Different things.
The word journey came to
mm-hmm.
mind. This
Ooh,
is
that's
a,
good.
Like, this is a journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not you accomplish the answer to this right now when they're 6 and you now know until they're, you
right.
know, 106. No.
Yeah.
It's going to keep shifting and changing, but that's why it's a journey.
Exactly. So I think, like, the reason we're just going to kind of talk about it all.
Yeah.
To, like, expectations and your reactions to things. And so we're just going to...
We're going to dive in.
Yeah. We're going to answer it. And then we're just going to talk all about this. We're just going to let the Holy Spirit lead the conversation.
Yeah.
And it's going to be our whole episode.
Yeah.
Today.
It's going to be great.
So...
So pull up a chair. Put up your feet if you can.
If you can.
If you can. Yeah.
You can.
I know. We say that with a wish wistfully.
I know, right?
You're
or like, you know, you pause
do it. Do
it
for us.
Right, exactly. Or you pause it yes. like 75 times, you know, and then you come back to it.
Listen to like three words. Mom, mom.
Yeah. And then, what? And then come back.
And then come back.
Yeah. And then pause it again.
And then poo explosion. And then you come back. And then.
And then all those things.
And burned dinner. And yes.
Well, so, and that's how life is, though.
It just, yes. Just. Did you hear that? That's how this rolls.
Yeah. That's how it goes. So.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Exactly. We have Welcome. To let the expectation of being able to sit and listen to it all at once. Like,
just let it go.
let it go. Yeah. I think the first, and we covered this like for literally a minute yeah. in the last podcast, but yeah. like I think the massive thing with this question that registered with me instantaneously mm-hmm. was, where did the expectation come from?
Yep. Where are you getting this? Yeah. Where is it coming from? Absolutely. Same here.
Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, okay. We're just going to do it. Anger, right?
Yeah.
And again, zero condemnation.
Yes.
Because
yeah,
every absolutely. Single one of us
yes.
has had a moment where kids are doing this or this is going on in the house or something's happening and they've hit their sibling for the 35th time and there's poop on the floor and there's this or that or the other thing. And you just have a moment and you kind of lose your cool
yep.
and act in anger or yell or, you know what I mean? Even yep. say something you shouldn't say or mm-hmm. get angry about it.
Yeah.
But I think the bottom line cold hard reality is, and secular science will confirm this, mm-hmm. the root of anger,
yeah,
which would be the reason for it.
Yes.
Okay. So the reason for anger, what causes it ultimately is fear.
Yeah.
That's the root of anger. And so there is a fear. So I'm almost not even going to address for the moment
so
the expectation.
We'll come around to yeah. expectation, but right now we're diving to the root.
Right.
And then we'll work our way back up.
Right, exactly. Well, you have to go to the root
first.
You have
first. To, because otherwise it'll show up again.
Exactly. It's just like a weed.
Yeah,
I mean, like you can't
to
just
dig it out by the root.
Yes, you can't just pluck up the top of it.
Because need... it'll come right back, but it will come back stronger each time.
Right. Whoa.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, yes. No, you have to literally dig down, get the whole thing out, and then you can kind of handle.
Yeah. Maybe do a little heart surgery.
Right.
With the Lord.
Right. And that's, I mean, that's what it all kind of comes down to is like, yeah. okay, so what, it's not even the expectation.
No.
Because we all have a right.
Yeah.
To say, I expect you to listen. My heart's desire, my goal.
Yeah.
Is, you know, you obey when we're in public. You don't run away from me in a store.
Yeah.
You don't hit your sibling in the face.
Yep.
You eat your dinner that you're served. Mm-hmm. You clean your room.
There's any number.
A myriad. I mean, like,
yes.
literally dozens. It's the when it's not met and we lose our...
And our reaction
cool.
to it not being met.
Right. When that then causes us to lose our control.
Of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you could also go the opposite. We're not just talking about anger. You could break down in sadness. You could get really depressed about it.
Yeah.
You could let it break you down into tears.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
All of those reactions that are anything other than calm.
Mm-hmm.
Go you down to a fearful root.
Yeah.
And that means that's in us.
Yeah.
That's in us.
Yep.
This isn't on the kids.
No.
This isn't on the husband.
Nope.
Or even the boss or coworkers or name the, you know, your
or
parents.
Or the family or the extended yeah. family or the friends or the neighbors next door.
Right. Right. This is in you.
Yeah.
And then how we respond, like, and then how you respond to it.
Yeah.
And whoa, like yeah. what is causing me
mm-hmm.
to get so angry?
Yeah.
There's a why.
There is a why in there.
And it's kind of a let's dissect it. And you said this just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to go down three or four layers.
At least three layers of why.
Right.
And if you can, try and get to seven. I don't remember
why, right.
exactly why it's that number. But right. but there are other other studies out there that's right. Like you'll really be able to boil it down.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So like, well, I want them to obey me. They're not obeying. Okay. So why is that making you angry? Because I want them to listen to me. Why?
Why do you want them to listen to you?
You know what I mean? Because something bad could happen to them.
Well, why?
Okay. Now we're getting down to it. You know what I mean? Okay. Why? So now you're afraid that if they don't listen to you, something bad's going to happen to them.
And why are you afraid something bad's going to happen?
Right.
Well, because when I was 5 years old.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right. Or, so that's just one trail. Another trail can easily be. And again, every situation is different. Like, yes. I think that we want one nice, wrapped up with a bow answer to this question.
And we're here to tell you there isn't one. It doesn't exist.
No. It's just as, there are just as many variables to this answer
as there are
people on the planet.
Humans.
Yeah.
In all of creation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's going to be different lines, right? That line of why is going to take a different path.
Yeah.
Down to the root for every single individual on the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want them to listen to me. Why? Because they're not showing me any respect. Okay. Why? Well, so, you know, then you travel that line down to fear of being rejected.
Yeah.
Fear of being disrespected.
And what happens when you are disrespected? What does that mean?
Right. Right.
What does that say? Usually it comes down to what does it say
about
your
identity? Yes. Not good enough. Bam.
Yep.
Bam.
Yep.
That's the one, folks.
So it's like an identity are usually the main components of this.
I'm not a good enough mom if they're not listening to me.
Yep.
Whammy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's ultimately what the main one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say.
Yes.
The main one as the mom is I am not a good enough mom if they're not listening to me. And then also you can have the fears of like, my parents are going to think that I'm not a good mom.
Judgment from other sources.
If they're not listening to me, this lady behind me in the checkout is going to think that I'm a bad mom. Or is going to judge them as children.
Mm-hmm.
Or
you feel you need to earn somebody's love through how you parent.
Their love, their their respect.
Of you, not speaking about your children.
Right.
Towards you.
Yeah, toward you. Like, but if you're gonna earn their admiration, you know what I mean? Just that, like, oh, you are a good mom. Oh, you're a really good mom
because you do these things
to you. And oh, you're a good mom because your kids keep their room spotless, put their shoes away, wash their hands all the time before they eat, never miss the toilet when they pee, and there's no green toothpaste on your vanity.
Well, let me say, this can be sneaky. You might not even have somebody say this directly to you, but if you are around a woman that you respected when you were younger,
yes,
and you heard her talk about maybe your brothers and sisters and then somebody else's children who were not as quote good, and you heard what came out of her mouth when you're young, at that point in time likely there was possibly a vow made of I value this person, I value this relationship, I don't ever want to be in that position, so I won't.
I don't want to ever let them down
or have her say those things about me and my children.
That's or have anyone say those things about you and your children.
Yes, well, and then it spreads to like anybody.
Uh-huh.
But there is a source.
Absolutely there is.
Of the original fear, and it's a lie. Yeah.
And you know what, if a person ever does, I mean, like, just if a person does ever say that, they are now walking in judgment, which scripture tells them not to do.
Yes.
Therefore, they are in the wrong, not you.
Yes.
Period.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's not.
And it will be heaped. Whoever judges is going to get heaped back upon them.
Right.
You and I have.
Oh my gosh. We've talked about that so many times where we're like,
personally,
before we were mothers or whatever, and we made all kinds of stupid judgments
about,
and then you become a mother and you're like,
doing that. You're in the, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, Jesus.
I feel stupid. Yeah. I mean, like, it just.
And then you understand.
Uh huh.
Why?
You do.
Yeah.
You do. And so again, other mothers are not you. They've never walked in your shoes. You've never been other mothers walking in their shoes. And maybe you remember a time when you were critical of another mother.
Yes.
Before you had children, or when you had one child, you had a baby. And so you were critical and you said hurtful things about a mother. And now that is playing in your mind that somebody else is going to say those things about you.
Someone else is
going to
do that.
Yeah.
It comes back to bite you.
And then it all plays out in how we then treat our children's mistakes.
Yep. And if there's no change, that's how it gets passed on and passed on and passed on and passed on.
Right. Because then here's the whole deal. It becomes where you're parenting from a place that's not freedom.
Yes.
You are now parenting from a place of bondage in some area. Uh-huh. Therefore, you're not parenting in freedom.
And so that bondage will get passed down.
So that bondage just continues.
Yes, unless there is mm-hmm. a removal of it.
Right. And so it's a heart issue.
It is.
It is a, why am I responding? And this is exactly what you do. You go to God and you say, why am I responding this way?
Yeah.
And you may have to go situation by situation, event after event, circumstance after circumstance, why am I responding this way?
Yeah.
And then if he shows you, let's just say, for example, you respond this way in a store
mm-hmm.
because your children aren't listening in this store. You are responding this way because you are fearful of judgment
mm-hmm.
from strangers. So what then, how do you get free from this? Okay. Mm-hmm. So then you look at this scenario and you say, I repent, Lord.
Yeah.
For fear of man, for fear of people judging me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for putting other people's opinions and approval of me.
Above what you say.
Exactly. Above what you say. I repent of those things.
Yeah.
And in Jesus' name, I renounce fear of man. I renounce fear of being judged. I renounce fear of my children's behavior in a store or in a public place. And in the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
I command that fear to leave me now.
Mm-hmm.
And I declare over myself, I have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You have to replace it with the truth.
You do. Yes. Or yeah, it'll come back and fill it.
So you get rid of the nasty.
Yep.
And then you immediately replace it with the truth.
Yep.
And then that is your truth from now on.
Yep.
I'm not afraid of man. Does that mean we think it's okay to just let our children run around Walmart? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, we still have standards, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's still our job to train up the child in the way that they should go.
Yes.
But when you're training them up from a place of freedom,
yes,
that doesn't affect you so strongly.
Yeah.
And you can then parent them and guide them and teach them rather than only reacting to them and getting angry.
Yeah, and they're more likely to actually hear and receive the instruction than all they hear is emotion.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And then through that, lies.
Right.
About them.
It carries. It carries.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
And so then there's also the comparison.
Yeah.
Comparison, the thief of all joy,
yep.
right, is the comparison. Well, this mom is better than me, and her kids, her house looks like this. And so then maybe that person's coming to your house, and your house doesn't look like their house. And so then you begin to react in this way of like, oh my gosh, everybody get your room clean. And why don't you clean your room? And then your anger and your frustration about the appearance of your house and your own feelings of failure and shortcoming because you're quote unquote not a good enough housekeeper.
Yep.
Then starts to be taken out on your kids.
Yep.
Why don't you ever clean? Why do you make such a mess anyway? Why do you know what I mean? And then then the anger gets poured out on the kid.
Yep.
And then it's like just this vicious, nasty thing.
Yeah.
All because we're concerned about our house looking like this woman, other person's house or whatever.
We're concerned about a human's opinion of us.
Right.
Where that should not matter in the least.
No.
The only opinion that should matter is God's.
Right. Right.
Now, I'm not saying it's easy.
No, it's not. Because we've been trained as a culture and a society to care in huge ways.
Yes.
About what other people think about us.
Yep.
When that's, I mean, don't even get me started.
Well, take what it is here and flip it.
Right.
And that's how it is actually, that's how it is in heaven.
Right.
That's God's kingdom. Flip it. Right. What it is down here.
Well, and again, there is absolutely nothing wrong with clean your room.
No.
Pick up after yourself.
Learn good stewardship. How to take good care of what you have. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it's, oh, Jesus bless him.
I know. We send angels in Jesus' name. So anytime there's like an emergency vehicle, I always
pray.
I always do that. I'm always like, I send angels in Jesus' name with you to help.
Yeah.
The situation.
Sozo.
Yeah.
Sozo.
But yeah. So, I mean, like, the expectation. Here's the other thing about it. Children kind of have to know, right? So often we walk into a situation and we have in our brains as to what the expectation is, and we never communicate that.
We didn't communicate it.
To the child.
Yep. And then we act like they should have known.
Right. How
that exact phrase can come out.
Right. Right.
You know, you should have known.
Right.
Well,
did they?
How many of us remember as kids that happening to us and we're like, but I didn't because I didn't know.
Right. Right. No, I know. I had a friend who, when her little girls were little, she still probably does it, would say to them, like, she'd get down on their level and she'd be like, okay, what are my expectations?
Yep.
When we walk into a store or we'd wherever go to church or wherever.
Yeah.
And like you said a few minutes ago off of mic, you keep it to 2 or 3, 4 things, depending on how old they are.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
I try to, you know, I do that with mine as well. It's like, what, and have them, 3 or 4 and have them repeat. I have them repeat it back to me.
Yes, absolutely.
What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. And then we go through and I'll ask it several times, but I, for example, if we're going to the store, I park and then we go over expectations.
Right.
And then we get out and we go into the store and sometimes I'll ask again.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of constantly being revealing, okay, what was this? Did you do this? No. Okay. Let's try again. Because it is constantly training.
Yes, it is.
It is training wherever you go.
Right. Absolutely.
And we need to be okay with being messy out there. It's hard. But unless we go and we train, how are they going to know?
Well, and that I feel like opens up a completely broader issue of society not accepting children and families who are trying to parent children and the whole, you know what, it may have been an adage for a really long time, but it was never correct. Children are to be seen and not heard. That may have been an ancient thing that's been going on for generations. It's not correct.
No, it's not.
And it never has been correct.
And it never helped anybody.
No, there's one thing to show respect.
Yes.
But there's a whole other thing.
Or to wait
your
turn to speak or...
Absolutely.
Or, you know.
To not be crazy wild.
Yes.
In a circumstance. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's a whole other thing. And this is what went on for a long time. Suppression.
Yes.
Absolute suppression of...
Yeah.
Children and their voice and what they have to say and their feelings.
And how they're made to be.
Right. Yep.
And then they reach adult and they're like... And everyone, then the expectation changes.
Right.
Okay, you should know. You should know how to act here. You should know how to do this. Why don't you know this?
Right. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's broken.
No, it is. And so it's like, this whole idea that we live in this culture that's not as welcoming to families and children as it might present itself to be.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it wants to present itself as though it is.
But it really isn't.
But yet it's really not.
It's really not.
And then you have the comparison from family members and you have the comparison from friends and you start to, you know what I mean? You start to kind of, not only are you trying to have your kids be on their absolute best behavior when you're out and about and in public and all these things, and there's the concern about people's opinions of you. Then it's like when you go to a relative's home or a family member in your immediate family even, or like a friend's house or something like that. And then you begin to compare their children to your children or their cleaning to your cleaning or
their clothes and their food and
their bodies. The, yes, you know what I mean? Like
everything.
The physique of that woman, and hers is better than mine, and mine is this, and oh, her kid didn't jump on the couch and mine did, and oh. And again, there's nothing wrong with teaching honor and respect.
No.
You know, we don't do that at somebody else's home.
Yeah.
However, when you're parenting from a place of fear, that is when the anger and the frustration and all of that will come out.
Yeah.
But when you're parenting from a place of confidence and in casting the care, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And freedom, it is easier for you. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's easier to for you to hear from the Lord so he can direct you and guide you what to say to that child.
And how to guide them in that moment. What do they actually need?
Right. What do they really need to hear? Because now you're not listening to the voice of fear.
Yeah.
You're listening. You're calm. And your brain is in a position, and your mind, your heart, your soul is in a position to now hear from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And that's how you're going to parent better and more effectively.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of this has to do with, like, casting the care of it and realizing that children are not perfect.
No.
Train them up.
In you the know way what I mean? They should go. And when they're old.
They were.
It says old.
Yeah.
Not when they're 18. Oh, boy. When they're old, they will not depart from it.
Right. Right.
Also, side note, fear makes bad choices. Mm-hmm. Fear always makes bad choices.
Yes.
It will never make a good choice.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's bad advice. Bad choices just don't.
No.
Yeah.
No. And so it's like, you're also, you cannot control them. You cannot be their savior. You cannot be their Lord. You cannot be all these things. God has given us a place of stewardship.
Yes.
For our children so that we can say, okay, I am here in my God-given position to teach you and to train you.
With the Lord.
Yes.
You're not doing it for him.
Yes.
This can be another vein of this, of performance. Mm-hmm. You're not doing this to gain God's approval.
No. It's with him.
Yes.
That's what we succeed in the most in this. And then also it's like the kid's gonna make a mistake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like, well, I don't want him to make a mistake. Well, did you ever make a mistake? And how are you all right? You know what I mean?
It's far healthier for them to learn how to make a mistake, how to fail, and how to get up again.
Right.
And sometimes we learn best the hard way.
Well, I mean, this is life. And yes, and I'm not talking about massive.
No.
You know, life-altering things. We pray protection over our kids. We believe over our, you know, we believe and declare the word of God over our kids.
Yes.
We stand in faith and declare his promises from his word over our kids.
Yes.
I'm talking about, like, I got fired from my first job for something.
Mm-hmm.
It was really stupid and insignificant. But, like,
yeah,
I was only 14.
Yeah.
And I was fairly innocent and naive. And that's actually what got me fired. But, like, I had to learn something the hard way.
Yeah.
So I lost my job at 14. You know what I mean? Like, end of the world. It wasn't.
You know what I mean? Like, well, learning, like, oh, wait, no. I have not been ended. It's not the end of the world.
Right.
How do you get up? How do you learn and move?
Right.
Move on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the best, because they have to learn how to follow the voice of the Holy Spirit for themselves. They have to learn how to follow the word of God for themselves.
And no one's perfect at it the first time.
No. How many times has the Lord still dealt with us about something 8 years later? You know what I mean?
I know. He's so patient.
Exactly. And so we're like, I think, oh gosh, we've all said this. Like, shouldn't they have gotten it by now?
Or no.
Like, you would think by now, this child would know this thing. Bless God. You know what I mean? And you're just like,
why?
By now. We've talked about it like 1,000 times.
We've gone through scenarios. Yeah. We've actually had real life situations.
We have literally talked about this. Yes. And they still do it. But then, like, again, if we take a step back and, like, evaluate, is there something the Lord has literally been dealing with us about?
For this? Oh, that is so good. Because guess what? Just because you leave your parents' house doesn't mean you quit. You stop being parented.
Yes.
God continues to parent you through your children. Yeah. And like you were saying, it just dawned on me. He may have this particular situation, whatever, keep coming up. Not because it's something for the child to learn, but it's because something for you to learn.
Ooh, that's so good.
It's for you to get over. Because he's so gracious. It's like he has us in classrooms.
Right.
And until you pass that particular class, he will not allow you to leave.
Right. Right. And some people have been in that class for a decade or more.
Yes. Yes. My heart is like, okay, what is it, Jesus?
Right.
Let's learn it so we can keep moving forward.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's grace for us.
So, yeah,
we can extend grace to them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And again, that's only really done through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But it's like, I am not their God. I am not their savior. The best thing we can do is introduce them to the savior.
Yes.
Introduce them to the counselor, the comforter, the advocate, the intercessor.
Yeah.
Introduce them to the word. Because that is really the tools.
Yep.
For
right
life.
There. Right there.
And I think sometimes, this just came to me. We've talked about this prior to recording this.
But we're like, Holy Spirit's going to do it.
This hadn't even come up in that. Sometimes with certain personality types, and I'm talking as us as mothers, there is this my way or the highway. Like, there's only one way to do something.
Yep.
And as much as there are people in this world that firmly, truly believe there is only one way to do something, there's really not.
There's not.
And your kiddo may kind of have a different way of doing certain things.
And it may be God's message to you to bring you freedom.
Right.
Because that's bondage.
Well, and there are a couple of personality types.
Yes.
That are super.
Well, and it can
be. Like, this is the only way to do that. Like,
well, and in
anything.
Particular things.
Right.
It is a gift and it is needed and called.
Absolutely.
But in every single area of life, no.
Right. I mean, I'm talking about, like, how you load the dishwasher.
Oh, yes. This
you know what I mean?
To go in this particular angle and down and so it fits. And
yes.
Oh, yes. It gets to be, like, OCD level.
You have people who.
Intense.
Who literally correct their adult children. On the correct way to wash things or the correct way to load the dishwasher.
Or to fold the towel back onto the towel bar with the...
Right.
Or...
And, you know, you've probably been there, honestly.
Oh,
with
yes.
A parent, like, maybe your parent or your in-laws or somebody that's come to your home as an adult and made a comment about the way that you do things. Well, most likely they're one of those people that truly believes their way
is the
of
best
doing
way.
Everything...
Is the only way.
Is literally the only, only, only way.
And they've analyzed every angle of it in their mind.
Right. Right. And it's just like you don't appreciate when somebody does that to you.
Yeah.
You're going, I'm an individual, you know?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be individual.
Yes.
We're supposed to all have our individual.
Yeah, not cookie cutter this. That's why God created us.
Right.
Angels.
Yeah.
You're like the cookie cutter robot.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yes.
Right.
Not us.
No. No. And so if there is a way you cut your hair or want to decorate your house or like want to paint walls or want to dress or want to whatever, and it's completely polar opposite of somebody else, and that somebody else may have a really flipping hard time with some of those actually truly really insignificant details.
Yes.
Like, change that whole scenario down with you and your kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They're our children. It's our job to raise them up. They have to honor our rules and our home.
Yes.
But I suppose it's just a Lord show me. You know what I mean? Like,
is
there a place here where I'm being bullheaded about something that they could do just as fine, but they're just doing it in their own kind of way?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, yeah.
Because we talked about that a long time ago in our hearts episode, like our romantic love episode.
Yeah, yeah.
About how, like, women sometimes just gripe about men wanting them to, you know, I want you to help in my house. I want you to help with the work. I want you to help with the chores. Well, why isn't he? Because you're treating him like a 2-year-old and correcting how he does said chores, mm-hmm. because he's not doing them the way that you do them. Mm-hmm. Well, is he accomplishing the task at hand?
Yep.
Well, then that's fine, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
yeah, I've been there. Well, just, I think for me, from my perspective, I get a routine. Mm-hmm. It's comforting. Right. I know, to me, the quickest way, mm-hmm. most effective way, mm-hmm. to complete the task, but my husband's not me.
Right.
So he has a different view and a different way,
right.
of accomplishing that.
Right.
And I don't know, being pregnant and laid up with babies has kind of brought some freedom, because
yeah,
you can't.
It's the letting that. Go of the massive amount of control.
Yep.
And also, hello, hello. What is the root of control?
Fear.
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 Fear. That is the root of control.
Yes.
Like, I want control over everything in this house, how every single thing is done, how every single everything is everything. Don't you dare fold that sheet incorrectly.
Because I'll know it's sitting in the closet. All crumpled up.
I know that you didn't match the corners perfectly.
They're off by an
They're inch. Off, and it's going to cause irreparable... I mean,
when,
like,
I hang them up, they're going to hang crooked. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the ridiculousness of it.
Let it go.
Right.
It's not important.
No, no, no. And that's the... Lord, where am I having uber bits of control here?
Yes.
That, like, I cannot let go of.
Yes.
Because that's also where that's a fear spirit operating. And then mm-hmm. when husbands and children try to kind of circle that in any way that's not exactly in your control, then there can be really negative reactions from mom.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Or, like, just anything that the kids do. I can't control the child. Well, it's good you realize that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, like, you can't and you shouldn't be trying to.
Yeah.
The goal is to raise them with good decision-making skills. And the ultimate goal is to raise them to follow the Holy Spirit in everything that they do.
Yeah. Have a relationship with the Lord.
Right.
And follow Holy Spirit.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know we've taken, like, almost 45 minutes to answer a question, but that's what it is.
That is really what it is.
It's not, sometimes you don't answer a question in 1 minute. You don't answer a question with one quick thing, because so much of our lives, so much of our motherhood, so much of our experience, so much of what's in our hearts is so deep. It's so much deeper than just the surface level, like, question.
Yeah.
Of, well, what about this, or how do I this?
Yes, 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 yes.
Well, it goes a lot deeper than that.
It does. Well, God's all about freedom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And our children, if we allow them, can be very effective at pointing out areas that need freedom in us.
Yes. Yeah, that's really good.
Mm-hmm. My mom calls them dross removers.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. My parents do. Yeah. That's it's true. Funny. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you will allow the Lord to work in you through your children.
Yep.
The end result will be incredible.
Yes.
Yep. For everybody involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So.
Yeah.
I pray that answers.
Yes.
The heart of this mother, because almost more so than the question itself. Yes. And for all of us, because again, this is not a one person.
Like, no.
This is a all of us.
Yes.
All of us need these revelations.
Yes.
This freedom.
Yes.
For our daily lives, for everything that mm-hmm. we approach when it comes to our motherhood.
Yeah.
And parenting.
Absolutely.
And even being a wife and being, I mean, like, this could.
There's so many layers and levels everything. And areas. Mm-hmm. And Ashley and I are not experts in this.
No.
We're still on the journey.
Yeah.
But we hope that you feel encouraged mm-hmm. and not alone, and that you now have some tools mm-hmm. to know how to move forward and what you can do. And then look at your children. How do they look at you? They love you. They think you're incredible. They want to be like you. There is a great example of, you know, at least in the first beginning years, of unconditional love towards us, no matter how many times we mess up. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Why is the expectation?
Keep asking why.
Why is there this rule?
Mm-hmm.
Why is there this way of doing things? Mm-hmm. If it's not bringing peace and if it's not bringing life,
yeah,
maybe you're the one that's approaching it completely wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. That ultimately is it.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
So,
oh, and one quick side note with the freedom aspect. Once you've dealt with this, like the fear in whatever area, you've gotten rid of it, you've declared the truth over it, have it written down, put it on your mirror, put it somewhere else, because this will try and come back. And it might catch you by surprise. I thought I dealt with this. I thought it was gone. Well, whip out your sword
of the spirit. Submit to God.
Yes.
Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. It's not just resisting the devil. It's submitting first unto God.
Yes.
And then resisting the devil.
Yes.
And then he'll flee from you.
Yeah. Yeah. That was it for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, we need to be in the Word.
Yes.
We need to be feeding that into our hearts, the truth into our eyes, into our spirits, meditating on those things, feeding on those things.
Yes.
Speaking
them out loud, praying them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Realizing what is ours and not just reading it like it's some chore, but like, like reading it with the Holy Spirit, getting different translations if you want to get different translations, looking up, you know what I mean? Doing like a, Lord, what do you want me to see today?
Yeah.
In your Word. And I get it. We don't always have time. It looks like, you know what
I mean? It looks like, but there's snippets here and there. You can do this. You can find the time.
Yes. When you go to the restroom, even, I mean, like really, you know, or when you're crawling into bed at night or whatever the situation is, just take what time you do have.
Yeah.
And let Him minister to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're full and when you are ministered to, then everything else becomes a little bit easier, because let's be honest, when we are the most empty, when we are the most hurting, broken, tired, etc., are the times when our reactions are not what they should be.
When we're more weak.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
For freedom.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
That's good.
And thank you again to the mama that was brave and asked a question.
Thank you so much.
That was in her heart.
Yeah,
you know?
We bless you. You're doing awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's the truth too.
Yep.
That episode of Bluey, you know, we're like,
oh, yes. Baby race?
Yeah. The other mom like says to Chili, she's like, you're doing a really good job. And Chili like starts to cry, and we're all like, we've been there, Chili, we know you're doing a really good job.
Oh, it's so good.
So like we said, you can email us questions.
Yes.
Will you give us the information?
Yes, the information. So if you have questions you want us to talk about or answer, or topics, please,
yeah,
please message them to us. Our email, which is actually in the description of our podcast, on whatever platform you're listening to, you should be able to tap on it and it'll bring up your email. You can email us directly, but it's simply honestmotherhood@gmail.com.
Yep.
So just email us and please. We want to know.
Yes.
What you want to know about.
Absolutely.
And what you think. Oh, and please rate our show.
Yes.
And leave a comment, because you can do that on the on the platforms as well, listening platforms.
Yes. And subscribe.
Subscribe, yes.
Share with other mom friends.
Yes.
With your sisters, your cousins, your nieces, your, I don't know, Who else?
The new mom you just met.
Yeah, somebody else you just met. Yeah, somebody at your mom's table. I don't know. Somebody at your Bible study table. Share.
Yeah.
And join us again. Like I've said prior, we have a big library of other episodes.
Yep.
And we release a new episode every month.
Yep, one a month.
So please come back.
Yes.
Please come back. We'd love to see you next time. Just as our trailer, we're going to talk. Sorry.
It's okay. We're going to have to like, okay. Bulletin, public service announcement. We aren't on social media anymore.
Yeah. So we
used to be. Usually at the end we'd say, hey, follow us on these.
Right.
But
yeah, we're not on social media. So next time.
Yes.
We're going to kind of talk about that coming up here. It'll either be in next month's or sometime. We will talk about it. Yes. So we will talk about why we're not on Facebook and Instagram anymore. So you won't be able to find us. If you were somebody that looked, or if you've listened to other podcasts from before, you'll hear us say that at the end, that's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
So we will talk about that coming up in an episode eventually.
Yes.
But next episode, we're going to be doing some talking about something that I've been personally hearing a ton of moms talking about. And it's a massive conversation in the country right now.
Yes.
Homeschooling, doing things for yourself.
Yeah.
Being more self-reliant.
Yes.
More self-sufficient and some of those kinds of things. And even if you're not thinking that way, just listen to it anyway.
Yeah.
I think you'll be blessed
You might get a little snippet from it.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you've got anything for us, just email us.
Yeah.
I also have a blog.
Yes, Christy does have a blog.
And a YouTube channel. So yes, those are still up.
Yeah.
And the blog, I used to say, go to my Instagram. No. Go to themotherhoodrevolution.org.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of great stuff on there. And then I have a YouTube channel called Authentic Motherhood.
Yep.
With a bunch of great videos and stuff.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Be blessed.
Yes.
You can do this.
You can.
You are empowered and anointed.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. You're doing nothing alone.
Yes.
You are. That is a huge key. You are not doing this alone.
No, you're not.
And it's not all on you.
Yeah. Release it. Cast the care.
Isn't it a good thing you have a savior?
Praise the Lord.
Isn't it a good thing?
Oh my gosh.
Do it through him.
Yes.
Yay. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Talk to you next time.